just that he lived above his means. He was making $9 an hour as a part-time meter collector with no benefits and was living well beyond his means.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Maura O'Donnell says Lopez stole about $69,000 in coins from city parking meters and used it for personal spending.
That he went on vacations, went on at least one cruise, went to Las Vegas on several occasions that we know of, went to New York City. He had a Nike shoe collection, which was apparently very unique and quite valuable.
Lopez admitted he paid others to convert quarters from city meters into cash. Since the meter investigation broke more than 2 years ago, three others were convicted, including James Bagaroso, who stole more than $200,000. He was sentenced last year to 30 months in prison. Federal authorities believe they've nabbed everyone involved in the city meter thefts. Special agent in charge of Buffalo's FBI office, Brian Botig, noted this closes out the investigation. But Botig pointed out that with new meter technology, there is the potential of more fraud to watch out for.
It offers up a whole new opportunity for a whole new set of criminals to be able to exploit the meters instead of having to carry quarters and buckets. They can do it with skimmers and fake credit cards and stealing credit card numbers. And there's a whole new set of vulnerabilities. I'm not involved in the effort of managing and tracking that. Again, that would go to the parking office.
U.S. Attorney William Hochul noted that since this investigation uncovered the crime, the city has now realized about $1 million more in parking revenues from its meters. Lopez faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and will be sentenced in October. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.